Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Nun Vav, and we're starting two lines from the bottom of Nun Hey Omid Beis. And over the last few days, we have been focusing on a person who's Mekadish Ese Isha with Hegdish, B'shoigig, B'meizit. And now we are changing channels, and we're talking about a person who's Mekadish Ese Isha, B'maser Sheini, which we already spoke about back in our Mishnah on Nun Beis Omid Beis. We had a machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. In the Mishnah it said, "V'maser sheini, bein shoigig, bein meizid loikidesh divir Reb Meir." Reb Meir says that if a person is mekadesh as isha with maser sheini money, the kiddushin is not chal. The reason why the kiddushin is not chal, because the Gemara said it's momin gevoya, it doesn't belong to the individual. It belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom has given us a heter to go and eat the maser sheni in Yerushalayim, but that's the only heter that we have. Otherwise, it doesn't belong to me and to you. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's money. And therefore, if a Mekadosh is a Isha, vein b'shoigig, vein b'meizid, loy kiddush, says gunished, mit gunished. However, according to Yehuda, b'shoigig, loy kiddush, b'meizid, kiddush, b'shoigig attack, it doesn't work. B'meizid, it does work. Why does it work? Because although you can only use it as food in Yerushalayim, maskim, but it still belongs to you, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's yours. Since it's yours, you can go and use it to Mekadosh HaSeisha. What will she be able to do with it? She'll also only be able to use it for food in Yerushalayim. But it has a value. That value is whatever it takes to go and eat in Yerushalayim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, B'meizid Kidesh. B'shoigig loy kiddush. Why b'shoigig loy kiddush? So the Gemara explained that already a couple of days ago. We had Rabbi Yankov said he heard Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan Tarti, and we had a machloikus exactly what that was. The bottom line is the Gemara said lefisha ein isha roitza. If and when she finds out that the money that her chosin was mekadosh her with was maser sheni money, and that she has to go and schlep it all the way to Yerushalayim, she's not going to be happy. And she'll say, in a roitzer, she doesn't want to have that tercha. She doesn't want the money. And therefore, start from square one if he wants to be Mekadisha. Or the Gemara said that both of them don't want it, but he doesn't want it. She doesn't want. He doesn't want because of the oinza, the orcham. Anyway, we had that Gemara back on Nun Gimel. So now the Gemara is going to focus on Reb Yehuda's halacha. And we're going to ask Akasha first from a Mishnah that the Gemara is going to quote here on the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Beis. Now, Mishnah Abraisa that we learned the Tisefta in Maaseh Sheini. Vushtein Tisefta. Tana Rabban. Ein loichen behema the mo'is Maaseh Sheini. If a person is standing outside Yerushalayim and he has Maaseh Sheini money, he's not allowed to go and buy behema outside Yerushalayim with the mo'is Maaseh Sheini. Why not? So Rashi says two reasons. Number one, because it says in the pasuk that in chiyir b'mimcha haderech kalei suchal se'esoi, you have lots of maser sheni, you can't schlep it all to Yerushalayim, it's just too much. What are you allowed to do? Chiyir b'mimcha hamokoyim v'tzarto hakesef b'yodcha, you can go and take the money, not the money, you can take the tvua, you can be poded mechalit on money, and you take the money. Take the money up to Yerushalayim and buy food there. So number one, you cannot go and take your tavua and be mechal or poded it on to behemoth. You have to do it on money. V'tarta kesef biyadcha. Not only does it have to be money, it has to be money with a tzura. V'tarta kesef biyadcha. If a person takes an asimon, which is a matbeah without a tzura, which has not been minted, even though it has intrinsic inherent value because it's made out of copper, made out of silver, made out of gold, but still not good, it's got to be v'tzarta kesef, a kesef sheyesh bo tzura. So that's item number one. Rashi says another issue is shemakchish b'toyrech haderech, which means when you go and schlep an animal all the way from Tel Aviv, Bnei Brak, Haifa, whatever, to Yerushalayim, so the behemoth is not going to sit in a first-class luxury seat. It's going to be walking the whole time. So it's an ha-muchinish. It's going to be ha-choshe b'derech. The ha-choshe b'derech means it's going to be worth less than what you paid for. When you bought it in Bnei Brak, you paid $500. By the time this behemah gets to Yerushalayim, you're going to go and try to sell it at auction. People say, oh, the behemah looks like it lost 25 pounds. It looks taut, tired and weary and worn out. I'll pay you $300. So therefore you have devalued the value of this Master Shiny. So Rashi says there are two solid reasons why you shouldn't buy a behemah outside of Yerushalayim. When you get to Yerushalayim, we'll see in a moment, there in fact the custom was that many people did buy behemoths with that money, and they typically used those behemoths to bring karbonos, and specifically a karbon shlamim, as we'll see in a moment. But we're not there in Yerushalayim yet. We are outside Yerushalayim, and the person who owns the Master Sheni money bought a behemoth. Zok de Braisa, don't do it, ein loich. And you're not allowed to do it for the two reasons that we gave. Kesef Shiesh Batsura, you have to go and bring money to Yerushalayim, not behemoths to Yerushalayim. And number two, because it's Makchish Batoira Chaderech, you're going to devalue this Master Sheni by investing it in a behemoth, which is going to go down in value because of the Muchinish and going to Yerushalayim. But now the Mishnah Gemara tells us on the top of Nun Vav Amud Aleph, we continue the same Toisefta, the Imlokach. What happens if he didn't listen? And he did take the Master Sheni and buy with it a behemah outside Yerushalayim. So now it depends. If he did it b'shoigeg means he didn't realize that this was Master Sheni money. He thought it was regular chulin money. And he bought this behemah outside Yerushalayim. And now he finds out that this money was Master Sheni money. And he says, oy va'avoy, you know what I did? I bought myself now a white elephant. Well, maybe not a white elephant, but at least he bought a behemah that he's going to have to schlep all the way to Yerushalayim. He was hoping, and he thought, that this was chulin money. And the reason why he bought a behemah is because he's traveling to Yerushalayim with his mishpucha, with Ale Gitefran, and he's hungry. And everybody's hungry for a piece of steak, for a piece of flanken. And therefore that's why he bought a behemah outside Yerushalayim to go and shecht, so that everybody should be able to eat. And now he finds out, before the shoychet shechts, you know what, that this behemah was bought now with Mois Master Sheni, and you're now going to eat it here. So what am I going to have to do? I'm going to schlep to Yerushalayim. Oh no, I didn't want to go and buy a behemoth to schlep all the way to Yerushalayim. Am I crazy? I want to take the money. I thought this was chulin money. It's a shoygi. So what happened? Which means that we invalidate the entire transaction. We call up the mocher and say, mocher, give the money back to the lekech. Take back your behemoth. And we start from square one again. Sorry. The reason is, says Rashi, because it's a mekach tois. See, if you look at the top, Rashi, b'shoygeg, shlo yoda shehein mois Master Sheni, he didn't realize that these were Master Sheni money, yachsir domlim koyman, which means koyfen ha moicher, lahachsir ha domim. The moicher has to give the money back, he has to take his animal back. The mekach tois, it was a mistake. Shlo yoda shehein mois Master Sheni, lo hayaloicha. He wouldn't have bought an animal outside of Yerushalayim. The trichalei milta loy lich liYerushalayim. Sacha muchinish. He has to go and take this animal to Yerushalayim. Ubemois havenichalei latvilu. It would have been much easier for him to just go and take the pocket money, keep it in his wallet, instead of to have to schlep ganze behemis. So certainly that was not his intention. Yachsudom lemkoyim. Because of this mekach tois, we unravel the entire transaction. The behemah goes back to the moicher, the money goes back to the lekeach, and shalom Yisrael. However, what happens to Maizid? The Maizid means he fully knew that this was Master Sheni money, and he wanted to go and buy the behemah, nevertheless, outside Yerushalayim. Oh, if you knew that it's Master Sheni, and you're buying a behemah, you know what we're going to do? Talib etoichel b'mukayim. Go and take this behemah up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. I'm sorry? He has to schlep the animal. He knew there was Master Sheni. Fine. You knew. You bought in behemah. Take it up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. What's the reason? The Gemara uses the expression, talib etoichel b'mukayim. Bamokim is kind of a vague, ambiguous term. Why does it say Bamokim? So Rashi says we're just quoting from the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Venasata Bakosa, Vitzarta Kesa Biyotcha, Vihalachta El Hamokim Ashayiv Karashem Lekecha Boy. What's Hamokim means? Yerushalayim. So therefore the Gemara is just hopping on the Lishon Dekra. Take Yerushalayim. Hamokim Menachem Es Chas V'Shalom. 100%. But look at Rashi, the fourth line, Yerushalayim Dechsiv, El Hamokim Ashayiv Karashem, you go and bring it to the Mokim to Yerushalayim. Okay. That's what it says at the beginning of the Braisa. Kum tzigein Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, b'meh dvar mamurim. This final halach of the Braisa, that a person used Maser Sheni money, b'meizid, knowing fully well that it was Maser Sheni money, and he used it to go and buy a behemah, we tell him, go and schlep the behemah up to Yerushalayim, b'meh dvar mamurim miskaven v'lokach tchil l'shem shlomim. That's Davka, if the reason why he went to purchase the behemah was l'shem shlomim, he wanted to bring a korban, he didn't want to wait to Yerushalayim, he went, you shouldn't do that outside Yerushalayim, because outside Yerushalayim, you're supposed to bring up money, b'tzarta keset b'yotcha. Number two, you're going to be makhishit. But if that was the intent of this person, to go and buy the behemah in Bnei Brak, and take it all the way to Yerushalayim, and bring it for a korban shlomim, says the Braisa, Tal of a Teichel B'makam. If that was your kavana, even though you shouldn't have done that, but if that's what you meant to do, fine, take it, bring it for a carbon in Yerushalayim. The reason why the Gemara chaps on L'shem Shlomim, as opposed to, for instance, another carbon, Zokta Chrashi, because the Gemara elsewhere learns a Gzeira Shava Shom Shom. In the Pasuk by Maser, it says, V'yachalta Shom, you take the money up to Yerushalayim and you eat it there. Lagav the din of a Karm Shlomim, he uses the expression also, V'yachalta, V'zavachta Shlomim, V'yachalta Shom. So here it says Shom, and there it says Shom. So I learned one from the other to tell you that it was a common practice to go and use the Maser Sheini to go and buy a Karm Shlomim, and of course the Eimer will be on the Mizbeach, and all the rest of the carbon would be eaten by the Baalim, with the exception of the Chazer B'Shoik that you give to the Kahan.
So what type of penalty is this? He wanted to buy it for a Shlomim. He's bringing it for a Shlomim.
Who says it's a penalty?
No, I'm saying, so he did it with Mezid, mm-hmm. So now he's following through on his intention.
The Mezid was he should not have done it outside Yerushalayim,
right.
But if that was his Kavana, even though he shouldn't have done L'chadchilam, but yeah, but fine.
Well, he can bring it as a Shlomim.
Exactly right. Exactly right. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. But, explains Rabbi Yehuda, B'med Dvar Mamurim, that was his Kavana. Aval B'miskavan L'hoitzi Mois Maser Sheni L'chulin. It wasn't his intention to go and use his Maser Sheni to go and buy a behema to bring up in Yerushalayim, but rather he wanted to go and use the money locally, in the form of a behema locally, says Rashi lechulin shelok choli oichla chutz lamokan. He is in Bnei Brak. He knows that this is Maser Sheni money. He buys a behema to eat in Bnei Brak, not to use it for a shlomim in Yerushalayim. So now he is a bad guy because you're not supposed to use Maser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. This is much worse than the aveira that he did until now. Until now, the aveira was he's supposed to bring up money. You're being makhish, the Maser Sheni, by buying a behemah, and the behemah is going to lose weight and lose strength all the way to Yerushalayim. Bad guy. But here's a real bad guy, in the sense that he knows that it's Maser Sheni money, and he wants to use it to buy food to eat outside Yerushalayim, not to eat it in Yerushalayim. Oh, he's really a bad guy. So now, what's the halacha now? It was his kavana to go and use these monies for chulin purposes. Bein shoygig bein mezid yachsru domim l'mkoyman. Now the lashon of the Gemara on the surface can be a little bit confusing because it says you're miskaven lohoitzi the mois maser sheni tzchulin, and then he says bein shoygig bein mezid. How can you be miskaven b'shoygig? You can be miskaven b'mezid, but you can't be miskaven b'shoygig. I mean, if his kavana to be moitzi the mois maser sheni tzchulin, so how's he doing it b'shoygig? Anyway, Rashi already points out that don't understand the Gemara literally. So you look at the Rashi, Bein Shoyeg, it's about halfway down. Bein Shoyeg, Lav Am Miskaben Lohoitzi Lechulim Koi. Him Kain, Lav Shoyegu, Ezach Mishka Shoyeg. And therefore, my miskaven diktoni amazed koi. When it says miskaven, it goes together with mazed, because remember, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. Bemed, when did we say bemazed? So it's talking about miskaven. What's miskaven? Vachikomer. Avalok chalishem chulin. If he wanted to use these monies not for purposes of buying a shlomen, he wanted to use it to buy a regular chulin animal. So that's the miskaven. The miskaven is not that he wants to convert Maser Sheni money to chulin, but rather it's his kavana to go and buy behemas chulin to eat outside Yerushalayim. Oh, on that the Gemara says, Bein Shoigig Bein Mezid. Say, if he realized that these monies were Maser Sheni monies, and therefore he's going to do an Aveira by eating Maser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Say, if he didn't realize that these monies are Maser Sheni monies, in both cases, Yachsru Domim Limekoimam. What means Yachsru Domim Limekoimam? Like we said on the top line of the Gemara, that we invalidate the entire Mekach. The Mekach is bottle. The money goes back to the Lokeach, and the Behemah goes back to the Mocher, like it was initially, like it was originally. What's Taka the reason for this? Explains Rashi. The Ben Shoyi case is identical to the case on the first line. What's the reason by the mezid that we undo it? Says Rashi, this is a knas on the mocher. The mocher has no business going and selling a behema to someone outside Yerushalayim for Maser Sheni money. And therefore, we say, knas, the whole mekach is invalidated. Give the money back, give the behemah back, and we start from fresh.
How is the Meicher Bekuyev to know if he has a client, if this is Maser Sheni, he's buying the behemah?
If right, very, very good. And Rashi already asked this kasha here, and the Gemara asked this kasha in the Amud Beis. And the Gemara uses a very interesting svara, which you find in a couple of places, where the Gemara says, Lav achbra gonav, ela choyra gonav. It's not the mouse that stole the cheese, it's the mouse hole that holds the cheese. Which means, the chum had to put a knas somewhere. It's much easier to put a knas on wherever the property is found. Since at this time, what is the problem? The problem is with the mocher holding on to the monies outside Yerushalayim. And these monies should not have been used to go and purchase this behemah. So then we go and say to the mocher, oh, you have, quote unquote, the stolen goods. He doesn't have the goods, he has the money. But that's Maser Sheni money. We tell him that Maser Sheni money has to revert back to Maser Sheni, give it back to Lekeach, let him take it to Yerushalayim, let him eat it there in terms of of Maser Sheni. But Mitchell, we're going to talk about your question on the top of the Amud Beis. Anyway, bottom line is, we just said now that this person intentionally used these monies for purposes of Chulin, Bein Shoyig Bein Mezid, we invalidate, we turn back the entire Mekach, Mekach is bottle, we start from square one, and the case amazed because of the Knas, we say, give the money back, start again. Who's the one that said all this was for Rabbi Yehuda? Let's go back to the way we started off this year, that Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah back on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda, amazed Kiddush, that if this same fellow, or somebody else, a chusin that had Maser Sheni, and he intentionally, b'mezid, he intentionally gives his Maser Sheni to his kala, shtei kiddush, the kiddushin is good. Why don't we go and say, hey, you intentionally went and gave money in a beautiful hall in Bnei Brak, Maser Sheni, this money is not intended for kesef kiddushin, this money is intended to take to Yerushalayim for Maser Sheni. So, Bazoi, why don't we invalidate that transaction, just like we invalidated the person that went and bought Lahavdil, a behemoth, to eat Matardis Chulet. Here he wanted to go and buy a wife. And so therefore we should, just like we said before, Ben Shoyig Ben Mezid, Yechzer Dom Lam Koimam. Why don't we say over here too, that if it's Ben Mezid, Yechzer Dom Lam Koimam, why do we say Ben Mezid? Kideish, Stira Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Luzar, Ishi Oidas She'ein Mois Maser Sheni Mischalin Ali Yoda, V'oyle V'oichlose B'Yerushalayim. What is Rabbi Luzar saying? Rabbi Luzar saying is that when an Isha receives the money, B'mezid, B'toyras Kiddushin, she knows very well that this Maser Sheni money is going to remain intact Biktushas Maser Sheni, and she knows she's not allowed to go and eat it here in Bnei Brak. So what is she going to go and do? She's going to go and tell the Chusin, okay, I'm not so happy about what you did, but Tav Lameisav Tandum Lameisav Armul, I don't want to remain a spinster. I'm happy to get married. I'll take the money, Me'at Hashem, to Yerushalayim, and I'm going to go and eat it over there. Nishkeferlech. I mean, it's a tercha. I'm not happy about it. Chanishka bright. I'm going to do that. Ishidah she'en mois matashim mishal al yodah. And she's going to eat it to Yerushalayim. I was with the case of the sale of the behemoth, because in the sale of the behemoth, when the moicher sells the behemoth, then the domim, the domei matashini, gets transferred from the money to the behemoth. The behemoth now becomes ashtik maaser sheni, and therefore this behemoth can be eaten in Yerushalayim. Don't do it lechatchila, but if you did it, you could take it to Yerushalayim.
The money becomes
regular normal chulin. That's why the Gemara used the expression before meskamen lahoitzi mois maaser sheni lechulin, and the Gemara used the expression that it's meschalin. Ishi yadasha ein mois maaser sheni meschalin al yoda. She knows that when you acquire a wife, the money doesn't go and get. The Kedusha's Master Shein doesn't get transferred to her. It remains still on the money. Masha Enkin, when a person buys a behemoth, for that matter, forget about behemoth. Person goes to Yerushalayim, he takes his money along, and he buys over there in the Shuk all different types of food items. All those food items now get impressed with the Kedusha's Master Shein, and the money now becomes regular chulin. So that same thing when a person bought the behemoth in Bnei Brak to eat it in Bnei Brak. So now the money went from Maaser Sheni money to Chulin money, because the Kedusha got transferred to the Behemah. So that works the Gabi the Behemah, but it's not going to happen the Gabi the Isha. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. In our case, in the case of the Kedushin, Zokter Behuda, since she knows that the money remains full Maaser Sheni money, she's going to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it over there. Kedushin is Chal. Masha'ink, in the case of the Mois Maaser Sheni that a person used to go and buy Behemah, since the money is going to get transferred to the Behemah, the Moicha that's holding on to the money, he's not going to take it to Yerushalayim. He has no reason to take it to Yerushalayim. It's now regular Chulin money. And therefore, we have to make our special Kedas, and we say, no, give the money back, it should revert to Kedusha, give the Behemah back, the Behemah is going to be regular Behemah again, and we undo and disravel the entire Mekath that we had from before. So this distinction that you made between the Behemah Tahira and the Havdal between the Kedushin of the Isha, that so far is good, but I have another case which is going to be a problem. Mask with Rabbi Yirmiyah, Vare Behemah Tamayah, Avodim V'Karkois, the Odom Yoidea She'en Mois Maaser Sheni Mischalin Alehen, since you cannot eat Behemah Tamayah, and you certainly can't eat an Eved or Karka, so therefore, when a person would use Maaser Sheni money to buy any one of those things, the Kedusha would not be transferred, but rather it would stay in the money. Utanan ain't loich behemah tameya avodim v'karkoyis v'moyis maaser sheni afilu b'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to buy behemah tameya avodim v'karkoyis even in Yerushalayim, because the whole purpose of maaser sheni money is to use for food which is kosher and edible, not for behemah tameya which is not kosher, not edible. Mi'am lokach, and what happens if he did it? He didn't care less. He went and used the money for buying all of those things. Yoichal kenegdon. The vos meant yoichal kenegdon. Explains Rashi that the mocher that received the money, that money remains mois maaser sheni. And I'm afraid that that moicher is not going to be careful to use it for mois maaser sheni. He's going to use it for other purposes. So you know what we do? We tell the lekeach that bought the behemah tameya and the avodim v'karkoyis macha shakel of them nishka mazoinis. It is of yena mazoinis machman shakel. Anyway, so the Gemara says nochemot that what happens if the person went and bought a behemah tameya, the money of the mois maaser sheni remains mois maaser sheni in the hands of the moicher. And we put a knas on the lokeach. What's the knas on the lokeach? We tell the lokeach, take the identical amount of money, the same, lemoshel, $100, and go and say that this $100 should be bimkoim, the $100 of maaser sheni in the hands of the mocher, so that the money that's in the hands of the mocher should be transferred. The Kedushas Maaser Sheni should be transferred from the Mocher's money to the Lokech's money. That's the Lashon of the Gemara, that he should go and Yoichal Kenegdan. If you look at the Rashi, about seven lines before the end, third of the wide lines, the Ikal Meimar, ki shakalahu lemois adaita lesser kinali yushalayim shakalahu. When the person went and bought the behemoth tameah, he knew that the money would not transfer, the kedusha would not transfer from the money to the behemoth. Utan yoichol connect them. What means yoichol connect them? Halekeach yikach mois mishaloi. The lekeach should take his own money. V'yoyimar, and he should say kol makim sham mois biyad moicher. Wherever the moicher is holding that money, in his pocket, in his wallet, in his safe, under his mattress, wherever that money is, you mechulalo isaleilu, the kedushas maaser sheni should be transferred from that money to this money. The yalim biyochem Yerushalayim, they should go and eat it in Yerushalayim. Aha. So freiti lasikinu means to take it up. So the gemara is zoktoch yetz. So now, since we said that the difference between the Isha and the case of the behemoth Tahira was the Isha Yodas, she knows that the Mois Maaser Sheni in her hand remains B'Kedushas Mois Maaser Sheni. So when she accepted it realizing she's going to have to go to Yerushalayim. Exactly. So the same thing should apply over here too. When a Mocher sells a behemoth Tmeya, a Chazah, Chulile, for Mois Maaser Sheni, he knows that the Mois Maaser Sheni Kedusha is not going to transfer now to the behemoth Tameya, so therefore he knows that this money happens to be now B'Kedushasa, so the Chayyim should be the same halacha. He should also, we should say, that he bought it, he sold the behemoth Tameya, and accepted the money, Al-Manas, with the Daat, to go to Yerushalayim. In fact, he might even go on the same caravan with the Kala. The Kala is taking her Mois Maaser Sheni that she just received for Kedushin. And this Moicha that sold the Behemoth Tameya, he also knows that this money is not going to become Os Kedushas Maaser Sheni, because the Kedusha will not be transferred to the Behemoth Tameya, to the Avodim, or to the Karkois. So we should go and say, he'll also take it up, just like the Kala. So why do we say, the Melokach Yechel Kenegdon, that the Lekeach has to go and take now new Mois, and go and transfer the Kedusha?
I'm just upset with it.
That might have been the...
I'm sorry to put it in lay terms. That's Pshat Knas.
So let's not talk about Behemoth Tameya. Let's talk about a piece of Karka. He wanted to go and use it to buy real estate. Got to build up a Smedish on that real estate. Shainibus medicine, machakel meta yeshiva. But the point is, the Gemara says everybody knows that the Mois cannot be transferred except to edible food items in Yerushalayim. So therefore, why is there a din of Yoichel Kenegdan? Why don't we go and say, okay, so the Moicher can go and take it up? Just like the beginning of the Rashi. The Ikala Meimer, Kishokalula Mois. It could be that the Moicher, when he took the money, Adaita with the Kavana Lasukin Yerushalayim Shokaluhu. The same Kavana as the Kala. I'll take it up to Yerushalayim, then the Moich will also take it up to Yerushalayim. So why do we say that the Lekeach has to take different Mois and go Mimachal, his Mois, the other Mois? Forget about it! Let the Moich go up to Yerushalayim and take the funds. Yogti Yemara Elohacha B'Isha Chaveira Askinan the Yada. We're talking about Isha Chaveira. It means a Kala who is a Talmud Chochem. In fact, the reason why the Chusin proposed and married her, because he knew that she was totally expert in Gantz Tzener Ena, from beginning of Brejus to end of Dvorim, she knew Tzener Ena by heart. She went to a Grois of Esyankiv, to a seminary, and she knew the Halucha. What did she know? That if your Mekadosh is a Isha, the Mois Maaser Sheni, that the Mois remains B'Kedushas Maaser Sheni, and there's no way that it loses its Kedusha, and therefore she has to take up the money to Yerushalayim and eat it. Therefore, Mikudesh, because that's what she's going to do. However, Zokrashi, Stam Moicha, a regular Moicha who's handling and selling Bahaimas, and Nebuchad Bahaima, and Kaimel Shigayim, Kagurish Yeshiva, certainly not, even if he went to Yeshiva, he only learned the first three blot in Bubakamba Matthias, he never got to these Haluchas. So since he never got to the Luchas, he doesn't know the Halucha about transferring the Kedushas Maaser Sheni, Yotz and Ish, so he thinks that there is no din of, if he went to Brisk, he would learn of Kudushim, he'd learn about all. Anyway, this could have come. Anyway, but bottom line is the Trashi Stam Moichala Yoda Shain Masa Mischal Bahima Tama. He thinks that the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni did get transferred to the Bahima, and therefore this is regular Chulin money. If it's regular Chulin money, he doesn't even dream about going to Shalayim with this money. And that's why the Gemara says the Lekeach has to set aside special money to Michal one money on the other. Okay. Omamat. We've answered the steer Rabbi Yehuda, but now we're focusing on the details. At the last detail that we just said now, the guy be buying a behemoth tameya, emlokach yoichol kenegdan. So Frank Timura, v'yamai yechsru domav l'mekoimam ki hasam. In other words, in both cases, we're talking about a person that did a bad thing. What was the bad thing that he did? And the top of the omen, we spoke about a person that went and bought a behema outside Yerushalayim. Whether he did it b'shoigig or b'mezid, if his kavana was to go and buy a behema schulin, not behemas kodshim. We learned on the fifth line of Rabbi Huda, yachsru domim l'mkoyman. We're just going to go and be mevatel the whole mekach, mevatel the whole transaction, invalidate it, and give the money back. Start from square one. The moichi gets back his money, and the lekeach gets back. I'm sorry, the lekeach gets back his money, and the moichi gets back his behema tohir. So, Frank Timara, why does it say in this case of the behema tmeya, avonim v'karkois, that the lekeach has to take his money, and he has to go and take the same amount of money that he used to buy the behema tmeya, the avonim, or the karka, and he has to go and say, this new money, this $100, new money that I'm taking from my pocket, I'm going to go and be mechal, the mois masasheni, which is in the hands of the moicher. Why don't you just go and say, invalidate the whole mekach, like we said before, be mevatel it, let him give the money back to the, let the moicher give the money back to the lekeach, let the lekeach give back the behema tmeya, and start from square one. Why is there a difference now about the outcome, the remedy that the Bryce is talking about? Everything Gemara, you're 100% right. If the Moichu was around and the Lekech was around, we would tell him that this whole Mekach is Batal Mavotal Ki Afra De Ara. And therefore, you give back the Behemoth Tameya, you give back the money, and Sholem Yisrael. However, Omer Shmuel, it's on a kishe barach, that the moicha meira later as nishdo, and he's the one, says Rashi, shadomim biyoda, he has the money. We cannot go and say, moicha, give me back the money, and I give you back the behemoth to meya. As on nishdo. The problem is that this moicha, not only having made a plate, but he doesn't know the halacha, and he has masa sheni money in his hands, which did not become mischal because it was used to buy a behemoth tmeya or karka or avodim. So therefore, the only way to go and save him from, and save the masa sheni from being deconsecrated, from being used for other things instead of for food items in Yerushalayim, the only way is that we should mechal one money on the other money, like it said, the by lekech. The Talmud Baruch. Baruch. What happens if he didn't run away? Konsinon lemoicher. Now, what's the knas for the moicher? The knas of the moicher is, it's not really a knas. When we say konsinon lemoicher, what's the knas? Because the moicher is in the business of selling animals, of selling avodim, and selling karka. Any time that you go and tell someone that we have to mevatel the transaction, that means he loses his whole profit. He's not in the business over here to go mevatel transactions. He's in the business of making transactions. So if you're going to go and tell him, I'm sorry, the whole transaction is void and invalid, and you have to give the money back and take back your goods, he's just wasted a lot of time and energy and efforts in a transaction that didn't work out. So Frank Timon, this is the kasha Mr. Friedland already asked about 15 minutes ago. Why are we koines the moicha? After all, it's not the moicha's fault that the lekeach used masa sheni to go and buy X, Y, and Z. It was the lekeach's fault. Go and put a knas in the lekeach. So Timura, lav achra gonav, ela choyra gonav. So we said this on the Amud Aleph. This is a very unusual pshat that the Gemara gives, but the Gemara gives it in a number of places, because if we want to go and try to get back the goods, who is holding on to the goods? Just like if you're looking for the cheese that was stolen by the mouse, you can go and punish the mouse for not this morgen, you're not going to go and get the cheese. You have to go and find the chor, the place where he has his hiding place, where he hid the cheese. Same thing over here. If you want to get this Masa Sheni money back and use it for Yerushalayim, you got to find out who's holding the Masa Sheni money. Who is that? That's the Moicher. Moicher, give back the money so we can use it in Yerushalayim. Frank Timara, come on, give me a break. If there wouldn't have been a mouse in the first place, then the hiding place of the mouse would be empty. It's the mouse that caused the theft, not the hole that caused the theft. Says Imar, you're right. This svara is wherever the dvar isur is, In this case, the stolen goods, so to speak, is not really stolen, but the misused and abused money, the Masa Sheni money, where is that? That's at the Moichers, in the Moichers hole, in the Achbar's hole. So therefore, make sure to get it back from the hole and use the Masa Sheni money for proper purposes, not for Behemoth Chulin outside Yerushalayim and not for Behemoth Tmeya even in Yerushalayim. Okay, that was a little bit of a challenging sugya. The next Mishnah and the Gemara is much more straightforward.
More reasonable than the previous one.
Well, not reasonable, but it's easier because it's we can relate to it in an easier way. Yeah.
How come by the Mazid we say that he the knas is that he has to bring the behem to Yerushalayim and the money is mischalal, but all the other places it's not mischalal.
You mean talking the top of the brisa?
Yeah.
The top of the brisa was a person knew that this is Masa Sheni money, and he knew that he wants to bring a carbon with it, and he knew that he should have waited until he gets to Yerushalayim, but this person probably wanted to get a bargain. Yerushalayim is a shortage of behemoths. You remember that Barry reminded us yesterday that you're not megadol behemoth daka in Yerushalayim, so therefore all behemoths in Yerushalayim were all imported, so they're customs and fees and this and that, the other thing, and therefore the same behemoth in Bnei Brak might cost 250, in Yerushalayim it costs 500. So therefore he wanted to go and buy a behemoth. He shouldn't have done it. But he's supposed to go and bring up money, not behemoths. Number two, be hakoshes aderech. Don't do it. But if he did it for the purpose of bringing a karm shlom, okay. So bring it for karm shlom, schlep it to Yerushalayim, and you bring it for karm. There's no need to be koines him, because the avla that he did, that he, you, instead of taking up money, took out the behemoth, okay, shishengemacht. We can't go and reverse history over here. But he wanted to bring for shlom, so bring him for shlom, not a problem. The problem is, if he wants to use it for chulin outside Yerushalayim, now he's really being mechalalit, oh, then we get into trouble. B'sheik ben noizid, then yechzer dom koimam, we undo the transaction. Yeah? You'll be able to figure this out on your own.
Exactly.
What the Lord suggested is two different things.
Yeah.
If he's going to use the behemoth,
yeah,
to eat Matzah Sheni,
mm-hmm,
but it's about, doesn't it, when
he transacted outside Yerushalayim, he did an aveira. He transacted outside Yerushalayim.
So but Lamaisa, is now does this behemoth have any condition to it?
Are you talking about a kosher behemoth, non
kosher
behemoth?
Kosher behemoth.
Kosher behemoth. Then the money transfers to the behemoth.
Can he then bring it to Yerushalayim?
If he bought it with Shem Kedusha Shlomim, the Gemara says yes, he can go and bring Yerushalayim. He brings it to Karm Shlomim.
So the only issue really is if he's a scoundrel.
He's a scoundrel.
But if he's a scoundrel, Mamela, whether he uses the money, he's not an elephant guy. This guy, he's not saying I'm using my Shem to for good things. He's any Mamela. He's using it for bad purposes. So whether he sells it, whether he buys it, him or buys a car, whatever it is, he's not using the money to buy the Shem money. So what's the difference?
What is the scoundrel that you're asking about? What is his event?
He's a guy who has money, machine money.
Right, and yeah.
And he buys it for him.
Right. Is anything wrong with that?
So if it's for shalom, it's good. Outside Yerushalayim, it's a kosher behema.
Yeah.
He's buying it for, it's the buy of the.
See, Reb Simcha, unfortunately, we didn't have the pleasure of your company at the beginning of this year. We said that one's not supposed to buy behema, even if he wants to use it for shlomim in Yerushalayim.
Okay,
you shouldn't buy it outside Yerushalayim. What's the problem? There are two problems, Rashi said. Number one, v'tzarta kesa biyadcha, you're supposed to go take money up, and not behemas. And number two, you makhish the behema by schlepping it all the way to Yerushalayim. In Bnei Brak, it's worth $500 because now it's fresh and it's rested. You're going to schlep it all the way instead of putting it into a first class seat on the airplane. You're going to go and walk with it all the way to Yerushalayim. By the time you get to Yerushalayim, the huffing and the puffing and the puffing and the huffing, it'll be worn out and it'll be worth only $200 or $300 because of the tercha. You're lowering the value, decreasing the value of the Masa Sheni. But if his intention was to go and buy with it a shlomim, okay, you shouldn't have done a lechatchila. The diavet will be
used.
You'll bring it as a shlom in Yerushalayim, Irakish. What's that? Bezdafke shlomim. So Rashi said because shom, that was the custom that many people used to go and use in Masa Sheni to buy karbonei shlomim and bring it in Yerushalayim.
So in essence, if he's going, that's fine. Now, if on the other hand, he's not going to do that at all, right?
But rather, he's going to use it for a bochulin.
Whatever the machine went, didn't make a difference to him. He gave it back to him anyway. He's a scoundrel doing something else with it.
No.
So, in other words, if the issue is he made a mistake or he didn't know halacha or like a woman, But if he knows what he's doing and did it anyway,
right?
Then what's enough gemina? If either way he's going to do something that's inappropriate with the money.
And therefore, what should be? I mean, what's your kasha? What are you making a statement? Or are you asking a question?
So why? In other words, if you give the money back to him, you revert the sale.
You invalidate the sale.
Drugs.
But you invalidate the sale. The lekech will get his money back. It's Masa Sheni money, and we'll tell him, Mister, you're not allowed to do what you did. Take the money up to your shalayim.
Well, he knew in advance
what he was doing, and he misused and abused this Masa Sheni money.
Let's say he passes away, and his kids, they said, stuck now with this animal their father purchased, the scoundrel father purchased. So basically, this is giving an answer.
But if he, let's say, we have cases where somebody
passes away, and the Yorshim then have to deal with this.
Okay, we're talking, I mean, I think that can happen, but see, I mean,
the person may want to do tshuva. Regardless, we go and tell the person what you did is not valid. The Moichah gives his money back, the Hikas his Beima back, and you go weiter on to Yishalayim. And we start a new Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us now, Agabi, a person that went and was Makadish as Isha with something that was Osir, not only Ba'achila, but Osir Ba'hano. And the Mishnah gives us about 10 or 12 different examples. And can you imagine you come to a Chasana, and the chosin is mekadosh as isha, not giving her a ring, but giving her orla, or kloy hakerem kelayim, or giving her a shor nisko. Can you imagine a shor nisko? Holy cow! And bring the shor nisko.
Before it was stone.
Before it was stone. Absolutely, before it was stone. Mm-hmm. We have a shor nisko where the Torah says that by this shor nisko you take it to bezin mit edim, and the bezin already paskin that this shor should be gesoikled. It should be killed through skila. It wasn't used for skila yet, but rather the chusin shnel took it to the chasana to use it to be mekadosh as isha. Or he used an egla arufa. Yes, before the arifa as egla. They discovered chas shalom a mess, and they had to go and bring an egla arufa in the closest town. They took an egla. They were going to go and do the arifa as egla. The chusin took the egla and used it to mekadosh as isha. Or b'tzipayra metzayra. Tzipayra metzayra means those two birds that a metzayra brings, not for karbonos, when you go and shecht outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the second one you go and dip into the blood together with Ezov, Tshitalos, like it says in the Torah. And now he wants to go Mekadosh Isha with the tzipayra metzayra. The question is, which one are we talking about? Are we talking about the one that he shechted, or are we talking about the one that he lets fly out al pnei asada? That's a machloikis rishonim. Our mission doesn't focus on that. Imagine we'll have more about that in a couple of blat. If you remember, Rashi and Chumash says that it would really be unfair to go and say that the bird that was let go and released
everything will be usher,
what happens if somebody a day later catches that same bird, looks kosher, there's no sign on it that this was used in part of the purification of the Metzayra process, so he has no idea, and he's going to go and check that he's going to go and eat it without realizing that it's usher. So you're going to go and say, oh, she become batel beroiv and
a
dama sheb minyan, it's a double choshev, it's a choshev a bird.
Based on the loss of the mission, but tzipoyre mitzoyre means pairs. Means they're both. We don't know which was which yet.
You're trying to bring a beautiful raya that we're drawing to both of them.
Yes.
But it could be talking about algemein. Algemein means the alma. That if one mitzoyre has his tzipor, another mitzoyre has his tzipor, another mitzoyre has his tzipor, all of those tzipoyrim that were geshacht, and these are the tzipoyrim of the mitzoyre. So you're going to say, you should say mitzoyroim. Okay.
Number two, the process is that you have two birds, right?
Mm-hmm.
One's geshochten and one lets free.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other, he doesn't let the one free until he's geshochten the other one.
No question.
So therefore, so if it's a bit sorry, I would think maybe at the
bottom line is clearly tzipayra metzayra is referring to the geshachten a bird, which is osir b'hanor. It cannot be eaten and it cannot be sold. It cannot be used to mekadosh the isha. Whether the same thing also applies to the second tzipa that's supposed to be released into the outside ear, that's already a machloikas rishonim. But let's wait a miyachem to the Gemara to deal with this more in another couple of daf. For our purposes, we just have to know tzipayra metzayra is osir b'hanor, and therefore the person should not use it to mekadosh as isha. The same thing applies to the Seir Nozir. the Nazir, after he finishes Nazirus, he's supposed to cut off all of his hair, and he's supposed to burn it underneath what?
The dud
of the
shlamim.
What happens if instead of burning it under the dud of the shlamim, the dud is a pot in English, correct. So what happens if the person instead took that hair, and he said to his kala, here, I want to go me mekadesh you with that hair. Wrong, no good, because he's using something which is osir bana. Same thing applies to the peter chamor. Now the peter chamor, we're not talking about the peter, the pidyon of the chamor, which is the seh. We're talking about the chamor itself, which was not podui yet. And as well, they didn't do an arifa of that chamor. It's still in its kedushas bechor, and he used that to go mimekadosh as isha with such a chamor. Or he took basa b'cholav, and everybody knows Rashi brings in the chumash. It says three times with savashal gadi, echad isra bishul, echad isra chilav, echad isra ano. And he went to the Mekadosh and Isha Basa B'cholav. V'chulun sh'nishchatu ba'azara. He took chulun to the Azara and he shechted it there in Azara. No good. In all of these cases, since it's osur b'anah, eino mekudashes, it doesn't work. So therefore, it's different than the Masa Sheni cases and the Hegdish case that we talked about in the prior Mishnah. Where you have Machloikis, Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda. Was it Mezid? Was it Shoigig? Here across the board, everybody agrees. Osur b'anah, eino mekudashes. But the Mishnah finishes off, however, machron, what happens if a person sold, for instance, if a person sold Arla to someone else, even though you're not allowed to sell Arla, but that's what he did it, now he has the money, explains Rashi, the money does not become tofus with that Isser, in other words, different than the case of the Maaser Sheni, when he used the Maaser Sheni to buy food items, that now the Kedusha's Maaser Sheni gets transferred from the money to the food, and now the money is total chulin. That's not the case over here. If a person went and sold Orla, or Kloy Akerem, or Shor Niskel, any of these wonderful things in our Mishnah, and now the person got money for it because he sold it, he's not allowed to sell it, it's awesome, but he sold it. That money remains chulin money. It doesn't become orla money. It doesn't become klayim money. And therefore, he can use it. Machra b'kedush b'demayan mekudeshes. The kedushin is chal because it doesn't get tfisas isur. Yes.
First question. Right. It's true that there's no transference of future from.
No transfer.
This is the same nozer, right? Sir.
Okay. Right.
It certainly is, right?
Right.
Called Mekadosh, I throw on Mekadosh.
Right.
So why don't Rabbanan make say we don't want Aveiros happening to do Kedushin.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
Machal. You can ask that in virtually the entire Maseches Gittin, where you have scoundrels that don't do things which are proper. Today you have, unfortunately, Agunois that are sitting as an Aguna for 20 years. Why don't the Rabbanan go and say that the original Kedushin is not Chal? Called the Mekadosh, I died to Rabbanan Mekadosh.
Well, but it was Machal, that's the problem. I'm afraid you can't.
That's the whole. Mitchum, we'll get back to that Gemara that you're referring to, called the Mekadosh. That's Rabbanu Mekadosh. We're not talking about Mekana Labo. We're talking about Taka Lishaoba from the very beginning, from the Mafreya. They were married 20 years. The Chacham can, they have the power to invalidate that Kedushin Lemafreya. Says the Gemara. So you're saying, how do you know that? Maybe it's only Mekana Labo. No, the Gemara says, because they can go be mafke the kesef, and they say hefke bezn bezn. What do you mean the kesef? Kesef was given 20 years ago. They can go and say that money never belonged to Reuven. That ring that he bought to Tiffany's, he never owned the ring. Tiffany's didn't own the ring. It is hefker. It belonged to Yankel, to Beryl, not to this chusin. The Gemara says, "Hatenu kadosh kasev labia shaviyaser abon and the bia to be a bia's nus." So therefore, the last 20 years, the person already has einiklach. All of them were illegitimate. Not that they're mamzerim, but they were not kosher. Yeah.
Another question, and this we had many times. The Gemara says she not from right?
Yeah, no.
Absolutely. So why, in any suitcase like this, can't we say, well, he wanted to marry me. She died. He got married anyway. He wanted. She was makabel. Well, I said, okay, I accepted.
I have a better question. Why do you have to give money at all? The Mishnah says you can Mekadosh B'Kesh Shalvia. Let her just say, I am so happy that this Chusin wants to go marry me, even if he gives me nothing.
That has to be a Kenyan.
That has to be a Kenyan. What's a Kenyan? You have to give something.
Okay, but
these things are nothing.
Many times we talk about the Hanor that she gets from it.
But there has to be something given to make Hanor. Nothing's given over here.
All Kenyanim in the Torah, this is the essence of owning something.
Definitely correct, but I'm talking about Kedushin.
Yeah, and we're talking this Masech Kedushin. If he gave something of value that had at least the value of a Sheva Pruta, she has a Noah from getting a Shara Nizkel. Anyway, let my friend go.
She becomes MRS.
That's no, everything.
No, she receives a shevapruta because the rabbanon said this doesn't have a shevapruta. It's worthless. Aser v'hana. It's worthless.
Okay. When happens you have a chusin kala today by chasana? You go to chasana. The masada kedushin says to the chusin, "Where's the ring? Oi, I forgot the ring at home." So the kala picks up her veil and says, "It's okay. I love him so much. He doesn't have to give me anything."
It has to be a kinyan.
Oh, it says to be a kinyan. So what was a kinyan? You have to give something. So if he takes out a dollar from his pocket, okay, he gave something. But here, Toma, he gave nothing. He gave Orla, Kloy, Kerem, Sharniska. These are Asibanoa. Total transparency. Worthless. Zero. Shemi. Riyan. Nada. Nothing. Therefore, no kinyan. So going add a penny. If you add a penny, it's good. But he didn't add the penny.
But you have situations sometimes the chatzchulia not allowed, but the evidence already once you've done it. So why shouldn't you apply that principle?
The evidence, but the evidence, it's still worthless. The chatzchulia is worthless, but the evidence is worthless.
Take, you know, the, you know.
That was the case we had at the beginning of today's block. That chatzchulia don't go and come by a behemah outside Yerushalayim. If you did it, depending on the circumstances, chulin kachim, etc. How do we know that Arla is Asir Banah? The question is not how do we know that you cannot use it for Kiddushin. How do we know it's Asir Banah? All the Torah says is Sanya Reilam Lo Ye Achel. You're not allowed to eat Arla. Ainli Ela Israchila. Hanomi Nagan, you're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to have Zokti Mar, how do you know? I mean, actually, Hanomi Men, La Yitzva Boy. Yitzva Boy means to go and use it as a dye. Vla Yadlik Boy Sener. If it's Shemin, you can't go and use it for a candle. How do you know? Meaning that there's so many different expressions that the Torah says. It's Areilim, it's Orla, Varaltem, Arlosai. Why does the Torah repeat this a number of times? To tell you it's totally, totally awesome. Don't even think about it. Like those street signs, no standing. Don't even think about standing over here with your car. It'll be a $500 knas or whatever. So don't even think about using Arla.
Commercial zone.
Commercial song. Bikloya Kerminolan. How do you know that Kilayim is Osir Bahanor? Omachinsky Omakras says in the Posik, Pentiktash Hamalaya. What means Pentiktash Hamalaya? The Posik uses the expression, like Sizra Karmacha Kilayim. You have a vineyard, don't plant it Kilayim. Why? Pentiktash Hamalaya. Malaya means the new produce that's going to grow. It's going to become Tiktash. Hazera Shetizra Tzvusakarim. The Zera together, Tzvusakarim, are going to grow together, and then it's going to become Ben Tiktash. Now, what's the definition of Pen Tiktash? Omecheski Omekro, Pen Tiktash, Pen Tukad Esh. Pen Tukad Esh means, because if you're going to grow these things together, a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, you gotta burn it. You cannot use it. You gotta destroy it. Decimate it by burning it totally. Meaning, not having any Hanoh from this. Pen Tukadesh. But if Ashi Omar, I have a better pshat. Pen Tiktash from Loshin Kedusha. Pen Yiyah Koydish. That if you're going to go and grow them together, it's going to get, in a sense, Kedushas Kaloya Kerem. And therefore, that's the pshat. It's going to get that Kedusha, and you cannot use it for your own personal needs. It'll be like Hegdish. Tractimara, 1 second, if you're comparing this to Hegdish, Imakoidish Toifis is Dom of Yoitzel Chulin, Afkloya Kerem Toifis Dom Yoitzel Chulin. If the Gizbar in the base of Migdish wants to go and sell some items which were Hegdish monies, and he sells it at a public auction to the populace, and people pay for it, so they're being paid that Hegdish item, so then what's going to happen? That Hegdish item will become Chulin, it'll be Nischalel, and the money that he gave to the Gizbar, that will now get the Kedushas Hegdish of the Bedekabayas money. So just like by Kodesh, Toif is the Dom of Yetzel Chulin, Afkleya Kerem, Toif is the Dom of Yetzel Chulin. What we should say is that if a person sells Kleya Kerem, that it's Toif is the Dom, and then it goes out Lechulin. Abulamaisis in Sinitaze, Kilayim remained Osir forever. And how do I know Toiv is Dom of the Yoitzel Chulin that the Domim doesn't get the Kedusha or the Isser Kloya Kerem that we see from our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah says that if a person sold Kloya Kerem, what do you do with the money? It says at the end of the Mishnah, Machron, if he sold it, he shouldn't have. But if he sold it, the Kiddush, and he used the domain, because that's just it works. In other words, that the money is totally chulin money. If you're using the money to go and buy Kleya Kerem, we should go and say, Tevis is Domov. Why are you telling me it's chulin money? It should have now a din of Kilayim. El Machvarti de Chizkiya. Einachanami, we go back to the original Pshat. Then Tukadesh, that the reason why, or the Makoyer, it's Osir Banah, is from the fact that it has a din of being decimated, destroyed in the fire, but not that it becomes like Kodesh. Sharanisko minayin. How do I know Sharanisko? The din is that it's totally osibano. The sign of Mashu Shinem, it says in the Pasuk, Soki, Sokla, Shor. And the pasuk continues on, V'lo ye'ochel es psoroi uval hashor naki. You have to go and give skila to the shor. V'lo ye'ochel, don't eat the basar uval hashor naki. Frank the Gemara. Mimash b'shenem esakul yisakul hashor. If the Torah tells us you have to go and stone this shor, any edition of Eli, but Nevela Asar Bachila. Why does Matamalim Yochel Psorai? Isn't that Ibrik and that superfluous? I know, it's Nevela, of course you're not needed. Magid Lecha, the Pasi is trying to tell you, Shem Shechotoi Li'ach Shenigmadinai Asar Bachila. What happens if instead of stoning it, you went and shechted it? So I would think, okay, you're supposed to go and give it skila, but I didn't. I'm a bad guy. I'm a scoundrel. The Lashoin Reb Simcha Ilan. He's a bad guy. But maybe it's now kosher because I took a good shaykhid, long beard, made a nice bracha, checked the chalif 12 different ways. Even Rabbi Cohen would say he did a perfect job, unbelievable.
And but took a video and pictures.
Yeah, exactly. And Alex is perfect and perfect. How do you know Shimshot Aliyah Shining Medina Osa Bachili? You're still not allowed to eat it. That's a tamaloymar. Lo yochel es psoroi. Magid lechoshim shchotei leachshirim medinoi osa b'achilim. So the way we're learning the pasuk now is we have to kind of insert a couple of words in the pasuk. The pasuk says that you have to go v'chiyigach shoyer es ish o yes isha v'meis sakol yisakol hashar. You have to give skila to the shor. And now add, and by the way, if you didn't give skila to the shor and you shechted the shor, lo yochel es psoroi, you're now allowed to go and eat the basar, even though it's not nevela. You shechted it perfectly. Lo yochel es psoroi. How do I know that Shor and Niskal is Osibano? You're not allowed to go and sell it and make money. What's the lashon of Alashor Noki? My mashma, Shimon ben Zoyma Oimer. It's like an expression that people say, even in English, that a person who was cleaned out. Right? In other words, let's say a ganav comes and steals every penny and every piece of jewelry and anything of importance and anything of value, and you say, he cleaned me out, I got nothing left. Here too, this Baal HaShor, we clean him out from the shor, that he has absolutely no hano at all from the shor, cleaned out, he cannot use it for anything. That's the Braisa, that's the drasha. So now I know from this that the Isser of Shor HaNiskol is not only an Isser Achila, but also an Isser HaNoah. Freiti mor mimai dehai lo yoichel es psore, lahecha deshochel la'achash nigma dina yehudi asa. The way we explain the yoichel es psore is not talking about once I did a skila, because then it's nevela, and therefore must be talking about after shechita. No! So mehecha deshochel la'achash nigma dina yishori. Maybe if you shechted Shor HaNiskol, it would be mutter to eat. I v'lo yachel. Sorry, v'lo yachel. Heichad the sakli miskel hudiyasa. It's taka talking about a case of skila, and you said if it's about a case of skila, what do I need a pasuk to tell you? Don't eat it. To tell you it's nevela. Ukin rabavo. Maybe it's telling you the lach of rabavo. The amr bavo. Amr blaza amr bavo. The amr bavo amr blaza. Kol mokiv shenemar lo yachel or lo yoichal lo soichal lo soichal. Any lashon of achil in the Torah, it doesn't just mean literally achil, but it means broader. Echad is achila, the echad is no. Everything is aser, aser, aser. Ad shifal chakosik deshuk bar lacham nevela. Unless the Torah tells you befeirish that it's mutter. Where does the Torah say befeirish that it's mutter lagabe in nevela? It says by nevela that what can you do with it?
Give it to the ger, sell to the ger.
Sell to the ger or to the goy, machal and achri, to the dog, etc. You can use it for hanos. But otherwise, if you didn't have this pasuk, you wouldn't be able to use it for anything. It would totally be osir, osir, osir. Sorry, yes, Rabbi Cohen.
There's certain times if it says that you're not allowed to, what do you call it, to give it to a goy.
Right.
Because there's a possibility the goy may go and sell it to a Jew.
Right.
So how do you have differences, and how do you know when certain things apply? Why do you say certain times over here you shouldn't sell it to goy? It's also even though it's meant to know, you understand, because it may go back. Recommend not to sell to goy. Why do you have over here a goy? It's permissible, but you don't think in terms that he may in turn sell to a Jew afterwards.
The Torah says about a nevela that you're allowed to go and sell it to a goy. It says oimochel anochri. There's a fetish, you're allowed to go and sell it to a goy. Avadi, you have to do it in such a way that a Jew should not be fooled and think, oh, you bought it from Yankel, and therefore must be kosher. Good. Anyway, back to our Gemara. Zokti Gemara, so therefore, what's the kasha Gemara?
You said that lo yochel es psorai is referring to a case of a person who shechted a sharaniska, that you're not allowed to go and eat it. No, maybe you're allowed to go and eat it. Ah, you said that what I need lo yochel es psorai for. Of course, if you did a skeel, if you stoned it, of course you can't go and eat it. So lo yochel es psorai seems to be totally superfluous, and that's why I said it's talking about a case where I shechted. No, it's not talking about a case where I shechted it. It's talking about a case where I didn't shecht it. And the Yochel's Psori is coming to tell you not the Isser Achila, it's coming to tell you the Isser Hana, because Alf Nevela meat, it will be mutter. Mochel and Ochre, you'll have to go and sell it. It's only because it happens to be Sharanisko, Dr. Teira Lo Yochel as Psori, like Rebavo said, that any times it says Lo Yochel, Lo Yochel, Lo Yochel, any Lashon of Achila, it means Isser Achila, and Isser Hana. Oh! So that's why it's the Liochlis Psorei, to tell the Isra'no. And now, what am I going to do with the Vala Sharnoki? The Gemara will have other drushes for that on the bottom. But the point is, how do I know that Taka Gishochtan Ashora Niskel meat is also Bachila? Everything Gemara, when did Rebbe Avo Omer Belozer say that? Hani Mila Echad and Afkel and Isra Achila Mila Yeochel. If the Isra Achila is telling you both Achila and Hano, that works. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is, Reb Avo Om Reb Lozer says that whenever the Torah uses the Isser of Achila, the Torah doesn't only mean Achila. That's the primary Isser. Secondary is that you're not allowed to have Hana. After all, normally a person has a piece of meat. He wants to eat the meat. Don't eat it. Okay, I'll sell it to somebody. Don't sell it to somebody either. So the Torah doesn't say that befeirish, but says Reb Avo Om Reb Lozer. That's included in the Isra of Achila, secondary, that you're not allowed to eat it. You're also not allowed to go and sell it. But the Gemara says, if I know that you're not allowed to eat it anyway, because sakli is sakli, once you stone the animal, it's going to be osa b'achila. If the Torah adds now le'yochlis psorei, oh, that's not coming to tell you achila. That's coming to tell you hana. Then the Torah should go and say it Beloshen Hanoah, says the Gemara, Isolka Daitech Le'Isr Hanoah Hu Dechsev. If the whole purpose of this Le'yochlis Psori, not to tell you the Isra Achil, I know that from Sakal Yisakal, but I'm only using it from the Le'yochlis Psori, Nichtav Kral, let the Torah say, Lo Yehane, don't have Hanoah. Or Inami, let it say, Lo Yeyochel, period. Lo Yeyochel, don't eat it, and say that Le'yochel means Hanoah. Espsorei lomali. Why did the Torah say leyochel espsorei? By the fact that the Torah added these two words, espsorei, that avagav the shachte kein basar. Even if he shechted it like regular, normal chul and meat, like people shecht every day, asur. Bottom line is, therefore, I know the Isra Noah from Balasharnaki. I do not know it from leyochel espsorei, because leyochel espsorei is either coming to tell you the din of the Isra Achila after the shechita, that you didn't go and bother and stoning it, you shechted it, and you ate from it, you're not allowed to liyochel es psorei. Maybe it's coming to tell you the din of Isra Hanoah. It's not coming to the Isra Hanoah, because then it would say lo yehena, or we would just say lo yeyochel, it wouldn't say liyochel es psorei. Smaskel mazucha. So mazucha asks a very fascinating question. Since the Torah says sokli yisokla shar, and now we are inserting in a parenthesis that if you didn't do skila, but you did shechita, le'yochlas psorai, don't eat it even then. Maybe what the Torah is referring to, the type of shechita which is similar to skila. How do you have shechita which is similar to skila? By taking a stone and sharpening it so that it's just as sharp as a knife and using it for shechita. Zok Timora, the aim of Hani Mili, when did the Torah say Le'yochlis Psorai? Hecha the Badek Tzur, when he took a rock and he investigated and he checked it to make sure that it is without any pegimois and to make sure that it's sharp as a knife. Bishochet Ba, and he shechted the Mechsi Keskila. Someone who looks at it from afar and he sees that he's using a stone to go and shecht, it looks like a quasi type of skila. He's stoning the animal. And then the Torah Zoktoch, don't eat from it. If you use your normal chalif that you usually use in a shlachtos, maybe then the isser of achila would not apply. Maybe then it's a good achila. After all, it's a good shechita, regular sakin, you can go and eat it. Maybe the Torah only asked eating it if you shecht with a rock, with a boulder, with a stone. Everything more that cannot be, because meat is talking about Isaac Siv. We never find in the Torah describing shechita. The Torah talks about shechting a carbon, shechting meat, and never talks about shechting with a sakin. And in fact, we learn in the Braisa, Bakoshachtin, you can go and shecht with anything. Bein Bitzur, with a sharp rock. Bein Bitzchuchas, if you have a sharp piece of glass. Bein Mekrumi Shokon. Nowadays, people sometimes get a paper cut, and you know how painful that can be, and how razor sharp the edge of the paper can be. The paper is goodish.
You have a Zakti Rabbi Kohn? I'm just trying to recall. Yeah. With a nail.
Yeah.
With a fingernail.
With a fingernail.
Malika.
Is that also possible?
For Malika, for sure.
Eh?
For Malika, for sure.
No, I'm talking about Shechita.
In theory, probably,
I think I remember saying that even you're not allowed to do, after you do Reiv Simonim, you're not allowed to cut the neck, even with your nail.
Anyway.
Your fingernail.
Echkenach nizong, but now we're not learning the Sechses. Chulin, we're not learning about Hilcha Shechita.
When you go there, you go back to this.
In Mi'at Hashem, when we get there, we'll talk about it further. But now the Gemara says, L'maisa, so you cannot say Pshat, in the Yochel Espsore that we're talking about Dafka after a Shechita, which was a quasi skila that he used a Tzur, because we never found that differentiation in the Torah or in the Braisa. They're all the same. You can check with a rock, you can check with a Shechuch, you can check with a Kruvish Shulkana, with a Sakin, anything that is sharp to go and check. Good. Anyway, that's the conclusion of the shtick. Freit Gemara. Now we're going back on Rebavo Omer Blazer. That Rebavo Omer Blazer said that you could learn out Isser Hanoah from any time it says Layoicha, Layoicha, Layoicha. Bashid and Afkalon Isser Achilav Isser Hanoah. Shavai Melayoicha. According to Rebavo, that you could learn out both Isser Achila and Isser Hanoah from Layoicha. Hai Balashar Noki Lamayosa. We said before Balashar Noki that what? I don't need that anymore. Let's learn it from La Yoichal or Loi Saichal. Ever the Gemara Lahanos Lanos Oirai. Or Lamai Osa Lanos Oirai. It comes to tell you the no of Oirai. In other words, the Pasuk says La Yoichal as Psaroi, in addition to not eating the Basar and not having a no from the Basar, you're not allowed to have a no from the oir, from the hide, from the skin. So could I take him in the positive psarik said psoriaser boire mutter, and that's the reason why you have to have the pasik now of Balasharnaki to tell you not only the basar, but also the oir. Freitimor Hanach Tanoi the Mafkile Hai Balasharnaki, the Khatzi Koifer, Ultime Velodois, Hanoas Oiraimi Noluhu. Not in our Gemara, but in Bava Kama, the Gemara says that there are two Tanoim that use Valasharnoki for totally different purposes. One uses for purpose of Chatzi Koifer. What means Chatzi Koifer? What happens if an animal goes and Chas Sholem kills a person? And that animal happens to be a Muad. The Torah says, Im Koifer Yushas Olav, that he has to go and pay Koifer. How much is Koifer? Machloik is in Bava Kama. Whether you say it's the Kufra, is it Mamoina Damazik, Mamoina Denizik, how you go and measure Kufra Kapora, Kufra Mamoina, Machloik is. But you have to go and pay Koifer, and basically means the value of a human being. Whether the value is of the victim or the owner of the animal, that's a Machloik is. Okay, what happens if you didn't have a Shor Hamud, you had a Shor Tam that Nebuch killed someone? So now, all of us who remember Bava Kama vividly know that when you, the difference between a Tam and a Muad is a Tam has to pay if it made a Hezek, not killing. If it made a Hezek, it has to pay Chutzi Nezek if it's a Shor Tam. And if it's a Shor Muad, you have to pay the Nezek Shalem. So the same thing should apply. If I have a Shor Muad that killed someone, then I have to pay the full Koifer. What happens if a Shor Tam that killed someone? Maybe you have to pay Chutzi Koifer. Solka Daita Chamina. Jokta Teire Val Sharnaki. That you do not pay Chutzi Koifer. Okay, look at where you see the Rashi in the bottom. The first of the wide lines. The Chutzi Koifer. Shem Horegis Adam. Noki Me Chutzi Koifer. You don't pay Chutzi. If you have got the Mu'ed Mishalim. Koifer Sholem. Loyam Rinam Tam Mishalim. Yishalim Chutzi Koifer. Ki Hechid Gabin Nizok Mishalim Chutzi Nefer. You don't say that. That's what the Baal Hashor Noki comes to tell you. You don't pay koifer. You don't even pay chutzi koifer by a shor tam. What's this other thing that Dmei Velodois? Dmei Velodois means what happens if someone, Cholila B'chas, goes and hits a pregnant woman, and as a result she's mapel, unfortunately she gets a miscarriage, and the fetus is nebuch come out, and nebuch, it's the fetus is died. So what's halacha? It's not a din of murder, but you have to go and pay dmei velodes. How much you have to pay in the posi? Onish yonish, kashi yoshes olav, bala ishev nasim b'flivim. You have to go and pay the dmei velodes, whatever the value would be. Now what happens if it's not a person that hits a lady? What happens if it's a shor that hits a lady and causes the lady to lose her velodois? Does the Baal HaShor have to make the maid velodois? Jok de Teira! Baal HaShor Noki, you don't have to pay the maid velodois. Lost Rashi, the maid velodois. Em Nogaf Isha Hora, if an animal went and hit an Isha Hora, a pregnant woman, the Yotzi Yilen, therefore she miscarried. A shor is different than an odom. By an odom it says, that doesn't apply to a shor. That's what he used about a shor. Noki. According to these two mandi omrim, how do I know me noluhu that you're not allowed to go and sell the oir of a shor on niskal? So the Gemara said, until now, I know it from Baal HaShor Noki. But now that I don't have a Baal HaShor Noki for that purpose, I use it B'chatzi Koi from the Mevel Odois. Hanos, Oyrei Menolu, how you know you now that I have a no from the Or. F, the Gemara, learn it from S. Said in the Pasuk, V'lo Ye'ochel S P'sarei, could have said Le'ochel P'sarei, from that extra S. S, the Tufel P'sarei. What is secondary to the Basar? The Or. Just like you now that I eat the Basar, you now that I have a no from the Or. Uh-huh, okay. According to that, the other man, the Yama, that learns from Baal HaShor Noki, what do you need Baal HaShor Noki for? Learn it from the S. The Idrach of the Yamara, S, Lidarish, he doesn't darish an S. And this is a famous machloikas that everybody knows about. It appears a few times in Shas. Kid is signing like a lund of the Brisa. Shimon am soini, vi amri lo nechemi am soini, ha yadoyrish, kol S and Shabbat Teira. Every S, he learned a special riboy from that S. This S comes in Marv, this and that. Kim shegili, S, Hashem, lekecha, tira. When he came to that Pasuk Pirei, he said, I can no longer learn the S. Why? Because how can I be marba anything compared to the Rabbeinu Shalom? The Rabbeinu Shalom is a almighty. Hashem, you have to fear. Who else do you have to fear? Nobody. So therefore, the S is a geitnisht. Therefore, Pirei, Shimon HaMsoini, or the Nechemi HaMsoini said, I changed my mind, I'm not darshaning any of the Essen, and I have charata on all the Essen that I darshaned until now. Forget about it. It's not emesetated. What's going to happen? We spent hours and hours and days and years going through every S. Just like it was Mekabel Schar on learning Torah, Lishmo, Met Ala Kalim. Kibalti Ala Prisha. I'm also going to be Mekabel Schar when I find that the Torah Nishkan Emes and Torah, I'm being Polish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will recognize that I'm learning Torah Lishma. What's up there? You like this one? Chibar Rabbi Akiva Valim, and he says, no, even from Heshel Kechatira, you can also learn something that Rabbi Samid Acham, that just like you have to have fear, reverence, awe for Rabbi Yishlein, same thing applies to a Talmud Chacham. And the Velt Zotaverto, that Heshel Kechatira, Rabbi Samid Acham, that not only Balabatim have to have fear from Rabbi Yishlein, Samid Acham also have to have fear and respect for Rabbi Yishlein. Rabbi suggests for one short second, L'choyer, this Hashem L'kech HaTira, where does this pasuk appear? This appears in Dvarim. Prior to that pasuk, back in Bamidbar, you have the first parish of Krishma, the Hafta Eis Hashem L'kecha, B'chol Lavavcha, B'chol Nafshcha. What's the Hafta Eis Hashem L'kecha? What do you do with that S? What is that S going to come in Marbe? Pray to the Gemara, why is the Gemara asked by Hashem L'kech HaTira before he got to Hashem L'kech HaTira? When he got to the pasuk, the Hafta Eis Hashem L'kecha, he should have asked the same question. So Marsha asks this kasha, and the Marsha says that Nechemya and Soini or Shimon and Soini knew that the Rabbeinu Shalom is happy to share his ahava with Talmid Chacham. That S includes Talmid Chacham, just like you have to love Rabbeinu Shalom, you have to love a Talmid Chacham. That we knew, but you have to fear a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but fear a Talmid Chacham like you fear a Kaddish, that the thing, that this Kaddish thing. Comes again, Rabbi Kiva, no. The Rabbi is just like there's a din of Moira Shemayim. You have to have also Moira Rav. Yira and reverence and respect for Tamid Chacham. Reb Chanani ben Akasha, Yimerot Zekadosh Baruch Hu, Zakas Es Yisrael, Lepichach, Hashem, 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 H